anti-Castro activists take it to the streets in Miami. It's a fire sale for technology stocks.
A lot of investors are getting nervous about this market. They're getting nervous about higher interest rates.
President Clinton will register to vote in New York.
I want to make sure my vote counts.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Cuban Americans took to the streets of Miami today, venting their anger over the government's decision to send little Elian Gonzalez back to Cuba. We go live to CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv.
Several hundred protesters tied up traffic. Two were injured, so was one policeman, when struck by cars when drivers lost their patience. Police Detective Ed Munn says there have been about 80 arrests.
This is something that's been expected. We've got our people in the community working very closely with the community, intelligence sources and whatnot.
Anti-Castro Cuban Americans declare they'll also block traffic tomorrow, their way of showing support for Elian's cousins who want to keep him here, including Maris Lasis Gonzalez.
I'm doing this in behalf of his mother's will, which was to come to this country for freedom. And we'll fight to the end, but we're not returning him to his father.
Live in Miami, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Attorney General Janet Reno supports the ruling in the boy's case.
He has a father, and there is a bond between father and son that the law recognizes and tries to honor.
Reno says she sees no basis for reversing the decision. Now this.
How does a great cup of coffee sound?
Chock full of nuts, is that heavenly coffee? Heavenly coffee, heavenly coffee. Chock full of nuts, is that heavenly coffee? Better coffee, millionaires, money can't buy.
Chock full of nuts coffee, still heavenly.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want you to take the Orrick Challenge. Here's how it works. I'll send you my 8-pound Orrick XL hotel vacuum risk-free for 15 days, and I'll send you an extra bag. Vacuum your carpet with your present vacuum and then vacuum again with mine. Open the bag and you'll be amazed at what my Orrick XL, even at 8 pounds, picks up. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200 and take the Orrick Challenge.
More losses for technology stocks today. The NASDAQ dropped another 150 points to 3727, a loss of nearly 4%. Stacy Tisdale of CBS MarketWatch says this was inevitable.
There was so much momentum trading in technology stocks over the past few years, but that's the area that we're seeing the biggest sell-off, and that's why the NASDAQ's taking such a hit. A lot of investors are getting nervous about this market. They're getting nervous about higher interest rates. So you're seeing the money that has been pouring into the markets, particularly in that technology sector, being taken out until we have a better sense of the next direction for rates.
That could come tomorrow when the latest government employment report comes out. Some investors are seeking safe harbor in the blue chips. The Dow rose 130 points today, closing at 11,253. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig thinks John Rocker ought to have his head examined. He's ordered psychological testing for the Atlanta Braves relief pitcher before he decides on disciplinary action for Rocker's interview in Sports Illustrated. Rocker made disparaging remarks about homosexuals and minorities, comments Selig calls reprehensible and completely inexcusable. Rocker has apologized, and Braves president Stan Kasten is standing by his man.
A player who, again, to me at least, has expressed a great deal of remorse immediately and hasn't backed away from that at all, has accepted responsibility and has sought help. And under those circumstances, I'm not going to abandon a player.
President Clinton returned to Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and the Syrian-Israeli peace talks today after some time out to help his wife get settled in their new house. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
After spending a single night in their Chappaqua home, the Clintons proclaim themselves New Yorkers. And the president said he's also shifting his voter registration from Arkansas to New York so he can cast a ballot for a certain Senate candidate.
I want to make sure my vote counts.
The Clintons began the process of unpacking belongings in their $1.7 million house that gives Mrs. Clinton the New York address she needs to run for the Senate. But the house is still sufficiently bare. The first couple had to rough it without a television.
So we listened to the radio last night. It was quite wonderful.
The First Lady showed herself to be in campaign mode, outlasting the president and shaking hands with Chappaqua townfolk today. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The Florida legislature, meeting in special session called by Governor Jeb Bush, has voted overwhelmingly to give death row inmates a choice of electrocution or lethal injection. Use of Florida's electric chair has been suspended while the U.S. Supreme Court considers whether it's cruel and unusual punishment. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's all right.
Why don't you take a look at this?
Let's see.
Oh. Is something wrong?
Are you sure this is the best rate you can get me on this house?
Well, we are professionals here.
Yes, but is it the best rate?
I looked at a lot of banks.
Define a lot.
Well, I don't want to get into specifics.
Humor me.
Close to 10.
How close to 10?
Very close.
8?
Would you like a cup of coffee or something?
No. 8?
3 to 5.
5?
Nearly.
4?
3.
I'm out of here.
Mom, come back.
Next time, get more lenders and lower rates with eLoan. We scour the planet to find you a great rate. eLoan, for a car or a home, a better way to get a loan. Call 1-888-ELOAN-22 or visit us at eloan.com.
Mom, can I still drop off my laundry?
eLoan is an equal housing lender and not currently licensed in every state. This advertisement should not be construed as a solicitation of loans in any state in which eLoan is not licensed. Please check our website for a current list of licenses.
Mars polar lander hasn't been heard from since its final approach December 3rd. As CBS News correspondent David Dow reports, scientists still can't agree on what happened.
NASA says it has not narrowed down its investigation into the vanished Mars polar lander to a single theory. Citing unnamed sources, the Denver Post reports Lockheed Martin team members now believe the lander tumbled into a deep canyon on the red planet and broke apart. But lead scientist Richard Zurich says other possibilities remain open.
We don't see anything that still identifies that there's just one factor, either the spacecraft or the site, that is responsible for our failure to communicate with the lander.
Officials hope another spacecraft orbiting Mars will yet spot the lander, or at least its parachute. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Republican presidential hopefuls have just opened a debate in Durham, New Hampshire. With the primary season heating up now, the Presidential Debate Commission announced its plans today. There will be 3 debates in the fall, and to qualify, a candidate must score at least 15% in national polls. Reform Party Chairman Russell Verney is outraged.
So this commission, a self-fulfilling prophecy, is nothing more than a fraud and a rubber stamp for the Republican and Democratic Party nominees.
The sites selected for the debates are Boston, Winston-Salem, and St. Louis. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. Your company's web page is more than just an ad in cyberspace. It's your brand brought to life online. Everything you do on your website tells potential customers just what kind of an outfit you are. So how do you send the right kind of signal? First, reflect your personality. Your site shouldn't be about a look. It should be about an experience. Is it convenient? Is it easy? Will they come back? Second, keep it simple. Stuffing your site full of flashy graphics tells everyone that you don't get it. And remember, the net is not a channel. It's a powerful expression of your brand. So use it with other ways to communicate. Visitors should be able to connect with a live person inside the company as well.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet with unprecedented reliability, enabling you to create new opportunities for your business and your customers. NortelNetworks.com.
If you're a small woman with a big appetite, the Big Texan Steak Ranch in Amarillo wants to make you a star. The restaurant offers a free 72-ounce steak dinner to anyone who can eat the whole thing in less than an hour. It's looking for a woman who weighs no more than 150 pounds to indulge in carnivorous excess for the Ripley's Believe It or Not TV show. It can be done. The restaurant's owner says previous steak-eating champs include an 11-year-old boy and a 69-year-old grandmother. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.